This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Good afternoon and welcome to Thursday. It is the 28th day of July, the year 2022. The sun rose today at 5:56. It will set again at 10:34. That will give us 16 hours and 38 minutes of glorious daylight, a loss of 4 minutes and 3 seconds compared to yesterday. Our record low for this date was 43, set in 1939, and our record high was 81, set in 1987. Currently 68 degrees up here on High School Hill, 64 out at the airport and under fair skies with very low humidity, 56%, northeast winds to 7, 10 miles of visibility. Look for sunny skies for the rest of the day and mostly clear skies tonight. A low of about 50 overnight tonight with southeast winds to 5. Rain is expected tomorrow afternoon, mainly after 4 p.m. Calm winds will turn to the east tomorrow. Chance of precipitation tomorrow is 80%. We're looking for rain for Friday night, too. Rain is likely for Saturday, and then just a 30% chance of rain for Saturday night and Sunday. Looking at our local tides, we have a high tide coming up this afternoon on the east side that will happen at 3:36 p.m. and be 6.7 feet. That will be followed by a low tide at 8:38 p.m. of 2.8 feet. Our high tide for the middle of the night will be at 2:43 a.m. and be 9.1 feet. And our low tide for tomorrow morning here on the east side will be 9:33 a.m. and be a slight minus tide, minus 8/10. Over on the west side, your high tide will happen at 3:51 this afternoon and be 11.8 feet in Larson Bay. That will be followed by a low tide at 9:28 p.m. of 3.8 feet. Your middle of the night high tide on the west side will happen at 3:15 a.m. and be 14 feet, and your morning low tide will be at 10:03 a.m. and be minus 1.6 feet in Larson Bay. Let's check with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Hello, this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kodiak with Kodiak Commercial Salmon Fishery Advisory Announcement Number 19, date issued 10 a.m. on July 26th. The Spiridon Bay Special Harvest Area will open to commercial salmon fishing at noon Wednesday, July 27th, and remain open until further notice. There will be an 81-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Wednesday, July 27th, until 9 p.m. Saturday, July 30th, in the following areas: in the Cape Alitak, Alitak Bay, Mosier Bay, and Olga Bay sections of the Alitak District. The Northwest Kodiak District, except for the Kajuyak, Uyak, and Zacher Bay sections, will remain closed. The Duck Bay section and the Southwest Afognak section of the Afognak District. There will be a 57-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Wednesday, July 27th, until 9 p.m. Friday, July 29th, in the following areas: in the Outer Iqaluit, Halibut Bay, Sturgeon, and Outer Karluk sections of the Southwest Kodiak District, the Eastside Kodiak District, except for Passaic Bay, the Humpy Deadman section of the Alitak District, the Northwest Afognak, Shuyak Island, Paul's Bay, Paranosa Bay, Northeast Afognak, Southeast Afognak, and Raspberry Strait section of the Afognak District and the Mainland District. Closed waters will be reduced for 57 hours from noon Wednesday, July 27th, until 9 p.m. Friday, July 29th, at Saltry Creek, stream number 259415 to the stream terminus. The seaward zones of the Alinchak Bay, Katmai, Dakovac Bay, and Outer Kukak Bay, Hallow Bay and Big River sections of the Mainland District, and the seaward zones of the Northwest Afognak and Shuyak Island sections of the Afognak District remain closed. As previously announced, the following areas remain open until further notice: the Iqaluit Bay, Inner Katoy Bay, and Outer Katoy Bay sections of the Afognak District. Closed waters are reduced in Katoy Bay to the fishing game markers located at Little Katoy and Big Katoy Bays near stream numbers 252323 and 252324. Fishermen are reminded that until further notice, in that portion of the northwest and southwest Kodiak districts, south of a latitude of Cape Kuliak, king salmon 28 inches or greater in length may not be retained by purseine gear in the commercial fishery and must be returned to the water unharmed. Concerning the North Shelikov Strait fishery, short notice, in-period closures may occur for seine fisheries in the seaward zones of the Cape Igbak section of the North Shelikov Strait area as designated in the North Shelikov Strait Sockeye Salmon Management Plan. Closure announcements may occur at 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., 5 p.m., or 8 p.m. Other closed waters are shown in the Kodiak Area Salmon Statistical Chart. Detailed commercial salmon fishing regulations and statistical charts harvest strategies and commercial salmon fishing regulations are available at the Kodiak Fish and Game Office. And, of course, the most recent salmon fishery information may be obtained by calling the department's 24-hour record-a-phone at 486-4559. Thank you very much. Good luck fishing. This is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
And mariners, here is your weather forecast for Marmot Island to Sitkanak, Kodiak's east side. Variable 10 today, seas to 5 feet. For tomorrow, east 20, seas to 5 feet. Over in the Shelikof Strait, variable 10 today, seas to 2 feet. For tomorrow, northeast 20, seas building to 5 feet tomorrow afternoon. For Friday night, northeast 25, seas to 6 feet. Well, it's Bat Week. As part of Bat Week, the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, in partnership with bat biologist Jessica Reamer, will be hosting a series of outdoor programs and events to celebrate our smallest native land animal, mammal, the little brown bat. Bats of the World is a kid-friendly outdoor educational program by bat biologist Jessica Reamer. The event will take place downtown at the Refuge Center at 402 Center Avenue at 3:30 p.m. today. So those of you with kids want to find out something fun, bat biologist Jessica Reamer, 3:30 p.m. today at the Refuge Visitor Center. Bats of Alaska is an outdoor educational program that will take place downtown at the Refuge Center tonight. That's happening at 5:30 p.m. Learn all about Bats of Alaska. And come participate in a bat emergence count with Jessica. That's an outdoor event that will take place at our headquarters site at 1390 Buskin River Road. That's tonight at 9:30 p.m. Please dress appropriately for the weather. See you at all of these events, all happening today. The Independent Living Center, which is a nonprofit in town that serves people of all ages with disabilities, is having an event called Disability Pride. That's happening Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Benjamin R.E. Picnic Shelter on the Buskin River. There will be a bonfire, s'mores, and lawn games. Attendees are invited to bring their own picnic lunch. If you need a ride or have any questions, call them up at 907-486-0493. Notice is hereby given. The Board of Education work session scheduled for Monday, August 1st, has been canceled. For more information, call Bianca Clark at 907-486-7566. And with the ongoing road work going on, there will be another road closure. The Public Works Department will temporarily close Bartill Avenue from Mill Bay Road to Chichinoff Street between 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Monday to pave the road. During the closure, traffic controllers will be in attendance to provide local access only to worldwide movers. They appreciate your patience. If you have any questions, call the maintenance supervisor at 907-486-8060. Also, the Women's Bay Service Area Board will be having their regular meeting at the Women's Bay Fire Department. That's happening August 2nd at 5:30 p.m. On Thursday, August 4th, the Assembly will be having a regular meeting in the Assembly Chambers at 6:30 p.m. The Hospice and Palliative Care of Kodiak is hosting an 8-week grief recovery method program that's running every Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. starting next Wednesday, September 7th, 2022, in the multipurpose room at the Kodiak Public Library. Learn effective tools for how to process feelings of pain and loss while also learning how to live with grief in a manageable way. This will be done in an interactive and supportive environment and facilitated by a qualified grief specialist. Space is limited, so please call to register at 907-512-0600 or visit their website at www.hpck.org. And the Kodiak 4-H hopes that you'll come out on Saturday, August 6th at 1:30 for the Kodiak Baptist Missions Arena at the Kodiak Baptist Mission Arena for their third annual Kodiak 4-H Dog Show. This event is free to the public. Come after the farmers market and help show your support for their 4-H members who have been working hard in the last few months building a relationship with and training their dogs in the 4-H Dog Project. For more information, call them up at 907-486-1503.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 3 times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., during the Midday Report at 12:20, and in the evening at 7 o'clock. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.